God's people said.
Amen.
We welcomed the Holy Spirit last night, and I believe he felt welcome. He blessed us greatly. I'm telling you, what a meeting we had last night. We're trying to take all the messages, and so if you missed out, Brother Terry preached last night on why Ruth was at Boaz's feet. And my, we found out a lot about that last night. What a blessing it was. I told him, I said, Brother Terry, you started out like a Timex and finished up like a Rolex. I mean, it was good all night. I'm telling you, I appreciate that. He has to drive about a 2-hour drive? About a 2-hour drive to be with us, 2-hour drive to go home. So be much in prayer for him. He drives up, the traffic and all that, and then driving home after the service. If you'd like to help him out with his gas or give him something to where you stop by and get him a McDonald's on the way home or whatever, you feel free to do so. I know he'd greatly appreciate it. But main thing you do, Brother Terry, pays. Main thing you do is pray for him.
Amen.
Brother Terry, you come preach for us, my brother.
Amen.
Bless you, Brother Mills. Thank you, Pastor. Blessed to be back tonight in the service. Appreciate your prayers for us. Thank the Lord for traveling mercy and grace. And we're grateful to be back tonight in the service. We trust the Lord will speak to us and through us for the next few moments tonight. I'd like to return to Ruth chapter 3. Ruth chapter 3. We was there last night. I want to go back tonight and talk again. If the Lord would help me and preach as the Lord would direct us tonight, leave to you the thoughts that the Lord has left with me. We'll read the first 6 verses as we read last night and then try to preach from that, the Lord being our helper. The book of Ruth, chapter number 3, and verse number 1. Ruth chapter 3, verse 1. The Bible said, Then Naomi, her mother-in-law, said unto her, My daughter, shall I not seek rest for thee, that it may be well with thee? And now is not Boaz of our kindred, with whose maidens thou wast? Behold, he winnoweth barley tonight in the threshing floor. Wash thyself, therefore, and anoint thee, and put thy raiment upon thee, and get thee down to the floor. But make not thyself known unto the man, until he have done eating and drinking. And it shall be, when he lieth down, thou shalt mark the place where he shall lie. Thou shalt go in and uncover his feet, and lay thee down. And he will tell thee what thou shalt do. And she said unto her, All that thou sayest unto me, I will do. And she went down unto the floor and did according to all that her mother-in-law bade her. Father, thank you for the privilege to pray. Thank you for the meeting thus far. Thank you, Father, for the reading of the Scriptures. I thank you for preserving it to this generation. Thank you for the portion you've directed our heart to. Thank you for the liberty. And last night, we need fresh oil again tonight. I pray for unction and utterance for the next few moments. Have mercy upon me. Would you have mercy upon everyone that awaits my words? Would you hide us in the cross? Would you, Lord, anoint us afresh in anew and enable us, empower us, and permit us to preach and literally preach through it? May the word of God go forth from these lips of clay, the power, the demonstration of the Spirit of God. May our hearts be receptive, open to what you have to say to us tonight. May our spirits be obedient to what you say to us. And oh, help us to be hearers, but not hearers only, but doers of the word of the Lord. Convict sinners of their need of you. Draw them to you with cords of love. Stir the saints tonight. Those that are cold and indifferent, may they get right and draw nigh. May those that are discouraged find encouragement. Those that are weak, may they be strengthened. May they all be revived, refreshed, and renewed by being here tonight. Above everything and anything that would be accomplished, may your name be glorified and magnified among us. And we ask everything we ask in Jesus' wonderful name. Amen and amen. Thank you for standing. While we read the Word of God and then prayed together, we began looking last night, and I think there's 4 times there is a reference here in chapter number 3 of Ruth being at the feet of Boaz. 4 times in this chapter. And that we looked last night, and I want to continue that tonight, on Ruth here at the feet of Boaz. And we made this statement and tried to preach last night, She's at the feet of Boaz, and she's there for marriage. She's there to propose to him. She is there literally to say, marry me, marry me. And that's why she says, spread thy skirt over me. Now, do I say to you tonight, she's not there because she feels worthy to be married to Boaz. As a matter of fact, she doesn't understand or know what all's taken place, since she's a nobody stranger, but she's been taught by her mother-in-law, and to follow, a manner, and thus I propose or get Boaz to do the part of the kinsman redeemer to her. And that includes marriage. Can I say to you, she's not there being out of the way. She's not a woman of ill repute. She's not a loose woman. She's not there, my friend, but she's there because that she understands the love of Boaz for her. Amen? I said it this way last night. Let me go over it again and then get on tonight to where we want to get to. Though she's there for marriage, she's there at the invitation of Boaz. He has invited her to this place, to this point and time in her life. Oh, I know that there's not a specific verse, my friend, that would say, Boaz said to Ruth, come to the threshing floor and ask me to marry you. But everything that he does toward her leads her out of this conclusion that, my friend, that he has affection for her. Are you hearing me tonight? That he's open, my friend, to marriage unto her. Anybody hearing me tonight? We can go back in chapter 2 and look at everything that he does towards this woman. And if actions speak louder than words, his actions say to her, hey, God, I want to marry you. I love you. I have affection for you. I care for you. Are y'all hearing me tonight? From the very moment that he came from Bethlehem to the field where she was at. By the way, she's in the field gleaning. Amen. And he came to the field where she's laboring, where she's sweating, where she's working just to get enough, my friend, a grain to beat out enough to have one day's supply. Amen. I'm telling you, that's where Christ came to all of us. We weren't living. We were existing. We were getting by. Amen. Are y'all hearing me? Thank God. And he came to the field where we were at. Oh, bless his name. And he spoke kindly to her. Hear us, smile not. My daughter, that's how he began talking to her. I'm glad of the Lord's voice tonight, aren't you? I'm glad he speaks in a way that nobody else can speak. The old song says that I heard a sweet voice so tenderly calling, sinner arise, be saved evermore. And you, it must be the voice of my Savior, for I have not heard a voice like it before. Amen. And so here, she speaks kindly. And he says, if you'll stay in my field and stay by my maidens, you can do so until the end of the harvest. He said, the young man, I'll see that none of them touch you, nor anybody else. Amen. For you see, she's a widow. She's a young woman that has been widowed. In that day, there could have been those that could have took advantage of her. But he said, not in my field. Are you hearing me? I'll allow my young men to protect you. Are you hearing me tonight? Hey, God. He said, matter of fact, you can draw water or drink water that they have grown. Are you hearing me tonight? He said, you can come to my table and eat.
Are you listening? Yep. At mealtime, that was unheard of for a gleaner to sit among the reapers and eat, but he invited her. Then, thank God, when she left the table, he looked at the reapers and said, when she gets up, thank God, gleaning where you've not yet reaped, don't say nothing to her. Let her, thank God, go ahead and gather that where you've not reaped yet, and forbid her not. And he said, when you see her coming, then leave handfuls of purpose. Let her glean among the sheaves. Thank God the handfuls were not just grain that had dropped off on the ground that she had to pick up. Thank God the handfuls were actually bundled sheaves that they piled up that had already wrapped up and left there for. Are you hearing me? Can I say to you, every action that he performed was leading her out of the threshing floor, was leading her to his feet. Are you hearing me tonight? Every sinner must get at the feet of Jesus to be saved and to be forgiven. But oh, how his love draws us. Oh, how his spirit convicts us and leads us to that place. And oh, what a joy in our lives. Thank God when we are able to get at his feet and say, as Ruth did, will you marry me? Will you have me? Hey God, how will you be my husband? I'd allow you to be my wife. That's what he's saying. Are you listening to that? Hallelujah. Oh, she couldn't understand that when he first spoke to her and welcomed her in his field and offered her protection, thank God, and water for provision. She said, oh, why have I found grace in thy eyes? She said, I'm not one of your other maidens. I'm not, thank God, from Bethlehem, Judah. I'm not an Israelite. I'm a Moabite stranger. Why would I find grace in your eyes? Are you hearing me tonight? If you feel like you're worthy to be saved, and you deserve to be saved, and you should be saved above others, you'll never be saved. Woo! Thank God. Paul could have bragged and said, I'm a fit candidate for salvation. Thank God, I'm a Jew, I'm a Hebrew. Thank God, a Hebrew of the Hebrews. I'm a zealot Jew. Are y'all hearing me? I'm a law-abiding, pork-abstaining, Sabbath-keeping Jew. Amen. Tithe-paying Jew. That's what he was. I'm brought up at the feet of Gamaliel. Hallelujah. Thank God, I persecuted those that were of the way of Christianity. Oh, are you listening to me? What a zealot he was. But he said, I did it ignorantly, in unbelief. And he said, I'm not just a sinner. I am chief of sinners. Hallelujah. Oh, hear me. Thank God, the young person tonight that get saved. I may have never tasted liquor, a smoke pot, cigarettes, cursed and swore. I lived an immoral lifestyle. But once you see yourself as you really are, you realize you're a hell-deserving sinner, and you feel you're chief of sinners. Are you hearing me? Paul didn't just feel that way before his conversion. He's feeling that way now. He said, of whom I am, chief. You'll never get over the fact that he loves you, even though you were a sinner and went to Calvary for you. You'll always be reminded that you didn't deserve to be saved. That's just his mercy and his grace tonight. Woo! Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, bless his name. Oh, she said, how have I found grace in thine eyes that thou would take knowledge of me? Amen. When she come in that first day with that ephah of barley, which was a 10-day supply, or ephah of barley, Naomi looked at her and said, somebody took knowledge of you. Amen. I'm glad when I didn't know him, he knew me. Woo! Anybody hearing me tonight? Oh, bless his name. Hi, God. And he knows you tonight and he knows your case. Amen. Oh, Philip found Nathanael and John's gospel and said, we found the Messiah. And he said, where's he from? He said, he come out of Nazareth. He said, there ain't nothing good ever come out of Nazareth. He said, why don't you come and see? And when Nathanael met up with Jesus, Philip wanted to introduce him to Jesus. Didn't need no introduction to Philip. Thank God. He looked at Philip, or Nathanael, Jesus did, and said, behold, an Israelite indeed, in whom is no God. And Nathanael said, how knowest thou me? Hallelujah. Thank God, he said, before Philip ever told you, I knew you, I saw you, you're under the fig tree. Amen. And he knows, sister, in John chapter 5, that man that's been laying at the pool of Bethesda with an infirmity for 38 years, the Bible said Jesus knew, thank God, that he'd been lying there and knew his case. And he knew. How about this little woman? Oh, that blows my mind tonight. Hey, God, I may not really know you. You may not really know me tonight. But he knows both of us and all of us tonight. And yet, though he knew me, he loved me tonight. If you knew me all about me, you might not love me. If I knew all about you, I might not feel the same way about you. But I'm glad he knows me tonight. Hallelujah. My dad's setting me up, Roger. And he loves me in hell. And he loves you in hell tonight. Woo! God, coming in his love. And that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us that we should be called the sons of God. Is anybody hearing me tonight? Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, bless his name. Joe, it's his mercy and his grace. And thank God, the showing forth of his love. That is an invitation. Hallelujah. To Miss Ruth to come to the threshing floor and to get down at his feet. Amen. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Are y'all hearing me tonight? Herein is love, not that we love God, but that God loved us and sent his Son. That'll be the propitiation for our sins. Woo! Hallelujah. Paul said he loved me, Galatians 2:20, and gave himself for me. I was raised in church and I was raised in Sunday school and Bible school. Thank God. Taught the Word of God. I knew that God loved the world. Christ loved the world. But I'm glad of the night I found out he loved me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless his name. Oh, she came to that place to get at his feet for marriage because of his invitation, his action, his proof of his love, the mercy and the grace that he showed to her. Thank God. In bringing her to his side. In bringing her to himself. Woo! We said it last night. It is a personal invitation. There's a bunch of maidens there. There's a bunch of gleaners in the field, but he spoke to her. Anybody hearing me? Oh, even when she got to the table, she is the one gleaner among all the reapers. Hallelujah. And they all broke the bread, dipped a morsel, ain't got in the vinegar, but he reached her parched corn. He did it just for her. Are y'all hearing me tonight? Hallelujah. Thank God, I'm glad God in Christ has reached down to a sin cursed, sin benighted world and said, take my hand and I'll lead you home. But I'm glad of that personal time in my life when He reached down His hand for me. When He reached me parched forward. Thank God, when He reached down, thank God, and put me as a firebrand out of the burning. Hallelujah. Well, bless His name. Hallelujah. Well, when He reached down His hand for me, I was lost and undone without God or His Son. But He reached down His hand for me. I like the part He reached way. Thank God, hallelujah. And lifted me up, oh, for the blessed day when the Savior reached down. Hallelujah. Oh, amen. That's really last night's message, but it's pretty good tonight. Hallelujah. Oh, bless His name. Hallelujah. Yeah, well, I cooked some stew yesterday. I warmed it up today at lunch, and it's pretty good warmed over. And I'm going to tell you, there are some things that are pretty good warmed over and left over. Hallelujah. Oh, bless His name. Hallelujah. Oh, thank God. Hallelujah. She's at His feet for marriage, and she's there because of Boaz's invitation. Amen. Hallelujah. Secondly, if I can preach just a little bit tonight, thank God. Oh, Lord, help us now. Not only is she there at the invitation of Boaz, but she's there at the instruction of Naomi. Naomi has instructed her, beginning in verse 2, down through verse number 4. Thank God, since she's seeking rest for her, and she wants it to be well with her, she says, let me tell you how it's going to be well. Let me tell you how you can find rest. Since you're a Moabite stranger, since you're not familiar with our customs, thank God, oh, and our manners, here in the land of Israel, let me tell you how to get a husband, and not just any husband, how to get Boaz. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, bless His name. Hallelujah. Amen. So she instructs her. Can I say to you tonight, that's what we're here for. Amen. Hallelujah. In Acts chapter 8, God takes the Philip out of that revival, that red hot revival where they're being saved by the multitude. Thank God. And gets him drawn himself to a chariot. And there's a man there reading out of the book of Isaiah. Thank God. And when Philip hears him read, thank God, he says, understand what thou readest. And in verse 31, he said, how can I except some man should guide me? Anybody listening to me? We get to Acts chapter 10. Thank God. And Cornelius is playing an almsgiving, and an angel appears to him and says, I want you to send some men out of Joppa to the house of Simon the Tanner. And Simon Peter will be on the rooftop. Thank God. And tell him to come down to your house that he may. Tell me what thou oughtest to do. Anybody hearing me tonight? Hallelujah. In Acts chapter 11, when Peter got back to Jerusalem, thank God, and rehearsed the thing before the elders. Thank God, at Jerusalem, amen, the elders of the church. Thank God, James and John and the others, because they couldn't believe that Peter went down preaching to a group of Gentiles, but he told them about the scene on the roof. Thank God, and how the Lord spoke to him about going down. And he said in verse 14, when the angel spoke to Cornelius, thank God, he said, go get Peter, because he's able to tell thee words whereby thou and thy house can be saved. Is anybody hearing me tonight? Hallelujah. Now we quote this verse so much. Let me read it tonight. Amen. So I won't misquote it. And there's some others that I want to go with it tonight. 2 Corinthians 5, verse 17. We quote it much. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new. But let's read the rest of it now. And all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to Himself by Jesus Christ, and hath given to us the ministry of reconciliation. To wit, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto Himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ. As though God did beseech you by us, we pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God. Amen. Instruction. Hallelujah. Oh, can I say this tonight? I'm an old sinner. I'm a sinner. I'm dead in trespasses and in sin. I'm a sinner. I'm a child of wrath by nature. I'm a sinner tonight. Hey, God, that's on the outside looking in. I'm glad we got a message. I'm glad we got some instruction tonight. I'm glad we got the word and the ministry of reconciliation. And we say to a lost and dying world, hey, God, God loves you enough that He sent Christ to die for you. Christ loves you enough that He died and He rose again and He's at the right hand of the Father making intercession. And He is a propitiation for our sins, not for ours only, but also the sins of the whole world. Are y'all hearing me tonight? And we're saying to them, look at His love. He's committed His love. He's proved His love. He died at Calvary. He set up the church. He gave the gospel. Hallelujah. And if you'll meet the terms of the gospel, a repentance towards God and faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, God, for Christ's sake, I will forgive your sins. Wash them away. Make you whole in the blood of the Lord. Y'all hear me tonight? We have instruction. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh my. We are to instruct sinners with the ministry and the word of reconciliation. We beseech sinners in Christ said, we're preaching what He had preached, and He is here. Be reconciled to God through the death of the cross, through the blood of the cross. Hallelujah. Oh, bless His name. And so this elderly woman is telling this young widow, who's a stranger in Bethlehem, Judah, woo! But has left Moab and the gods of Moab and the people, her mother and dad in the land where she was raised, had to go with Naomi, and said, your people will be my people and your God will be my God, and where I'll die, where you die, and I'll be buried where you're buried. Hallelujah. Oh, the saints of God or to be carrying somebody with them tonight as we journey towards heaven and home. By the way we live, by the lifestyle we have, by the fact that we're new creatures in Christ, thank God, and old things are passed away, by the fact that we have the ministry and the word of reconciliation, the world ought to want to follow us and say, there's something about you that's different than where I come from. Would you instruct me? Amen. Now, let's look at this just a moment and I'll be through tonight. Hallelujah. Oh, she's there at the feet of Boaz. Why is she there? She's there for marriage. Are you hearing me? First of all, can I say it just three things tonight? Three ways I want to say it tonight. First of all, hey, God. Oh, she says in verse number 3, I want you to get down to the floor. Get down or go down to the floor. The threshing floor. Amen. I said it last night, not much of a place, thank God, for a marriage proposal. Is that flattened out spot of ground? Amen. Hallelujah. That was, thank God, down the hill from the city of Bethlehem, since Bethlehem is on a hillside, but it's down in the valley below. Thank God, yet. Thank God, it's a built-up place that they flattened out. Thank God, where they could separate the chaff from the grain, where they could winnow the grain. Are you hearing me? And that's where Boaz is at. Are y'all hearing me? Oh, bless His name. Thank God, how foolish is the preaching of the gospel to them that perish. Hallelujah. Oh, it started on, oh well, can I say this? It seemed foolish, no doubt, to the Egyptians for Moses to say to those Israelites that had been living there in Egypt for over 400 years and for the past near 100 years had been under bondage to Pharaoh. Thank God, hallelujah. And the Egyptians, for Moses to say the way out of this bondage and the deliverance, thank God, from this oppression is by taking a lamb, shutting it up for 4 days, killing it and collecting the blood and sprinkling the blood on the doorpost. Y'all hearing me tonight? And how unlikely does it seem that a drunkards and harlots and the religious sinners tonight are to say to them the way out of sin and the way out of death and the way into life is to go to the cross of Calvary. It's to go to the cross where Jesus died. It's to look under the crucified one. Oh, hallelujah. Look at that gruesome death that He died there. Are y'all hearing me tonight? And realize He took your place. He bare your shame and your judgment. He took your punishment. Hallelujah. And God declared the innocent guilty. Where all those that would plead guilty, He could declare innocent. Hallelujah. He could declare free. Are y'all hearing me tonight? Go down to the threshing floor. Man's religious by nature. When Adam and Eve discovered their nakedness, they wanted to do something. They wanted some type of work to cover their nakedness. Are y'all hearing me? And man's been trying to do something to merit his salvation. Hallelujah. Ever since Adam and Eve. But you can't do it tonight. Cain brought of the fruit of the ground, but God rejected him and his sacrifice. Amen. But when little Abel brought that to that lamb, the blood of that lamb and the fat thereof, God said, that's what I wanted. Hallelujah. Anybody hearing me tonight? Oh, the preacher of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us that are saved, it's the power of God. Anybody hearing this preacher tonight? Hallelujah. Oh, for I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. For therein, wherein the gospel is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. And faith comes by hearing, and hearing does come by the word of God. Instructors. Amen. That's what we are. The word and the minister of reconciliation. Get down to the floor. Hallelujah. Amen. That spoke of humility. Hallelujah. But she's already in a humble position as a gleaner. That's about as low as you can get in the working sense. Amen. In that day, but oh, she said, I want you to go down to the threshing floor. A woman, go down to the threshing floor. Hey, God, humble yourself. And I'm telling you, hey, God, normally in man, in the natural man, in man's makeup, as a fallen son of Adam, he wants to do something to be patted on the back and to impress God and to impress people. It's religion. Religion is what man does to my friend for God. Salvation is what God does for man. And it's not religion you need, it's salvation tonight. Are you hearing me tonight? Hallelujah. Amen. And that causes pride to swell up in mankind. Thank God when he thinks he's doing something. to obtain or to work out salvation or to impress God or to please God. They that are in the flesh cannot please God. All of our righteousness is as filthy rags in the eyes of the Lord. By the law shall no flesh be justified. Are y'all hearing me tonight? Being justified by faith, we have peace with God through the Lord Jesus Christ. That's the only way you can be justified. Hallelujah. Be it known unto you, men and brethren, that through this man is preached unto you the forgiveness of sins, and you can be justified from all things which you could not be justified by the law of Moses. Hallelujah. Well, bless His name. It's humbled. It was... When she said, get down or go down to the threshing floor, it was God making Ruth become humble. Are y'all hearing me? Oh, she had washed herself. She had anointed herself. She had changed her garment. And all of that, she was going down to the floor. Are you hearing me tonight? Hallelujah. In my hand, no price I bring, simply to the cross I claim. Amen. God resists the proud, but He gives grace to the humble. Humble yourself, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that He may exalt you in due time. Amen. Amen. Except you humble yourself and become as a little child, you shall in no case enter into the kingdom. Anybody hearing me preach tonight? Man has to spit out his pride. Go away with his proud look. Amen. Hey, God, confess what He is by nature and confess He's not able how to produce what God demands, absolute perfection, and fall on the mercies of Christ at His feet and say, here I am, just a humble sinner begging you to save me or to marry me. Have you ever been there? Amen. Well, the instruction was get down or go down to the threshing floor. Secondly, hallelujah, in verse number 4, it was to mark down. Hallelujah. Mark the spot where he shall lie. Mark down the spot. Mark down the place. Hallelujah. Mark the place. Hallelujah. Doesn't mean take a pen or, amen. Oh no, but it's meant. Well, Strong said it this way. The word mark means to understand by seeing. Oh, all of that stuff's going on up at the threshing floor. The others are winnowing their barley as well. And Boaz is there. You watch him. You mark him. Hey, God. And when he gets through winnowing the barley, don't make yourself known to him. But keep your eyes on him. And when he, hey, God, gets through eating and drinking, you mark the spot. Or you mark the place where he lies down. You see, it wasn't dark yet. And she said, once it gets dark, you don't have to go in there, so you got to have a place marked. You got to know where it's at. Anybody hear me? Amen. Can I say this tonight and you not run away from me tonight? I believe there's a spot, hallelujah, that you have to get to. I don't mean, hallelujah, a physical spot, but I believe there's a place, a spot in your life that you must arrive to. are y'all hearing me tonight? And many folks never get to that spot. Hallelujah. Are y'all hearing me tonight? They get to the baptismal pool. Are y'all hearing me tonight? Hey, God, to get to some 6-foot obstacle, frozen hand and shake it. And He says, well, you're all right. I'll repeat this prayer after me. Anybody hearing me tonight? But you personally have to get to a spot in your life, a place in your life that you're humbled, amen, and that you meet Christ, hallelujah. Now she's instructing her, she's telling her what to do, but she said, I can't see him. I can't mark the spot for you. That's between you and him. That's up to you. Are y'all hearing me? We can tell sinners to repent and believe. We can tell sinners to trust him and receive him. But they personally have to get to that spot in their lives. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And some get to that spot when they hear the gospel just like that. They hear it and buddy, it just jumps on them and they immediately take it in, receive it, act upon it, and get there. Hallelujah. Not many, but some do. Especially young folks been brought up around it or sensitive to it. But for others, it takes a while. Thank God, it's wooing and it's pleading and it's drawing. And then they try to get humble, but they ain't humble enough. Are y'all hearing me? And then they got to focus on Him and quit looking at themselves and everybody else. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And it don't matter how many hypocrites are in the church or what other folks have done. They get to looking at Him and say, I've got to get to where He's at. I've got to find the spot where He's lying down at. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh my. There's a spot. Hallelujah. Jesus said to a scribe in Mark 12, after He spoke discreetly to Jesus, amen, Jesus said, you're not far from the kingdom of God. You're getting close to the spot, buddy. Hallelujah. There's a spot. Hallelujah. Many folks have took their eyes off of Jesus. Are y'all listening to me tonight? And they've joined the church and they've turned over a new leaf. Hallelujah. And they've agreed to some rules and regulations that they're going to follow that the church has. Anybody hearing me tonight? Hallelujah. And they tried to relive somebody else's experience. Are y'all hearing me tonight? But you must find a spot yourself. You must see where He lies down so you can go in and get at His feet. Hallelujah. Yeah, woo! Did you ever find your spot? Hallelujah. You remember the day or not you found the spot? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, bless His name. Hallelujah. Thank God. Oh, bless His name tonight. Hallelujah. Well, as far as the physical spot, and the little church back over in Scottsboro, I could take you to that altar where I prayed that night. But I don't know if it's the same place on the altar. Because that altar bench used to be way out here. They shortened her up when they remodeled the church. Thank God, so they might have cut off the spot where I prayed that night. Thank God, hallelujah. I don't know if I could get close to the spot in the floor. That don't much matter to me anyhow. Because inside of my soul tonight, inside of my heart tonight, there's a spot. There's a birthing place. There's a place where I've got to Calvary, where I've got to Christ. And He's going to work in me. Woo! Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And it's a blood spot. Hallelujah. And you can't wash it out. And time and the devil can't erase it. It's there forever. It's my spot. Hallelujah. 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 Do you have a spot? Hallelujah. Without somebody having to remind you where it's at or when it was, or without having to look at a date in your Bible, amen. Hallelujah. I go back to somebody, thank God, that was there and said, did I? You ought to be able to say, thank God, I rise above all doubt and strife and read my title clear. Hallelujah. Woo! I got a spot. I'm in a spot. And I'm headed to that spot. Hallelujah. Bless His name. Yeah, it's all right, Shell. Well, hallelujah. Mark that place where he's going to lie down. Hallelujah. And where he shall lie, and thou shalt go in and uncover his feet. Mark. Mark down. Hallelujah. Are you listening? Hallelujah. Not only is there a spot, there's a space. Now, he ain't always going to be at the threshing floor. He ain't always going to be winning, but he's just there through the night. The morning's coming. Better get there before the morning comes. Better get there before the sun rises. Woo! Thank God. And oh, you better get there before the S-O-N comes. Before the morning dawns. For some golden day break, Jesus will come. Some golden day break, battle's all won. I'm telling you. Thank God. Someday. Some happy day. Thank God. He's coming. And what a morning and what a day. Hallelujah. I'm going to say, I don't know how long your space is to repent. I don't know how long your space is to see where he lies down. But I know when it's over with, it's over with. You don't just get saved when you get ready. You don't just decide one day, I'm going to do it today. Or, hey God, I'll figure it in like this, and this is the date on the calendar, and I'll do it then. He gives you the space. You don't give him the space. Hey God, it's on his terms and not yours. Amen. In Revelation, I think it's chapter 2, and I believe it's verse 21, if I remember it right. I did write it down so I could remember it right. Revelation 2:21. And the angel with the Lord Jesus writing through John to the church, and he says, I gave Jezebel space to repent, and she repented not. Hallelujah. Don't take for granted your space is going to be 50 years or 75 years, or you're going to crawl up on your deathbed and get saved. Are y'all hearing me? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, I don't know. God, his ways are past finding out. I just know there's no unrighteousness with God. And he does everything right. Hey, are y'all hearing me? The judge of all the earth will do right. And he'll give you space. But when that space is done, it's over with. She had a space. Time to lie down, to mark the place, to see where he was going and mark it down. And then after the night came on and the others walked away, she went to where she had marked the place and uncovered his feet and laid her down. Sinner, you must get at his feet. Church member, you must get at his feet. Are you hearing me? That is the last point. Her instruction was, get down, mark down, and then lay down. Verse number 4. And thou shalt go in, once you've marked the place that he lies, thou shalt go in and uncover his feet and lay thee down. Going down to the threshing floor was an act of humility. Amen. Marking the place was an act of faith. Hallelujah. She was finding the spot and she was doing it in her space, in her time. Allotted her to do it. Just this night. Are you hearing me? But now she's laying down. She's in submission. When you bowed at the feet or laid down at the feet of the person in the Far Eastern or Middle Eastern culture, it meant you were showing your submission to that person. You were showing that they were boss, that they were Lord, that they were owner, that they were ruler, that they were far superior to you. You were submitting to their authority. You were saying to them, whatever, whenever, however. Anybody hear me? Amen. This is what she's doing. Amen.
We just read what she's told her to do. The actual reality of it takes place in verses 7 through 9 that we did not read. I stopped here so we could get the instructions. I'll tell you, she followed through with the instructions. Notice in verse 5 what she said. All that thou sayest unto me, I will do. Amen. It's good when folks say that, and it's good when you hear that from folks. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh my. But I've seen a multitude in 45 years of preaching. Thank God come to an altar and say, I've done what you said to. But her life didn't prove it. I'm telling you, next week it wouldn't. It was just like it was the week before. Hallelujah. Can I say to you in verse number 6, verse 5, she said, all that thou sayest unto me, I will do. And in verse 6, she went down to the floor and did according to all that her mother-in-law bade her. It's one thing to say you will and another thing to do it. Why call you me Lord, Lord, and do not the things that I say? Are you hearing me tonight? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh my. I believe this way and I'm through tonight. She's following the instructions of Naomi. She's heeding the invitation of Boaz and getting down at his feet and going to say, marry me. Have you been there? She's humbling herself. She's marking the spot. And she's submitting, oh my, unto the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, much of what Naomi has told her is law. It's found in Deuteronomy chapter 25 about the redemption of a person. Are you hearing me? And so Naomi instructs her as far as the law can instruct her and gets her to Christ or to Boaz. And then she says, once you get down, mark down, and lay down, he'll tell you what to do. I'll tell you how to get there. I'll tell you who he is. I'll point you where to go. But once you get there, it's between you and him then. I'm left out of it then. Hallelujah. 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 And the law can only tell you about your guilt, and the law can only get you so far. But at the end of that law, you'll find Boaz down there at the threshing floor. Christ is the end of the law for righteousness' sake. To everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. Are y'all hearing me tonight? Hallelujah. You see, what they were doing according to law. And there has to be somewhat law preaching. Not ceremonial, we don't know. But God's moral law. You still have to preach that. Because man is still bound. God has not repealed that law. And it's the law was given that men might see their guilty condition before God. Doesn't justify us, just a looking glass or a mirror. It's our schoolmaster to bring us to Christ. He's following the law. And the law in Deuteronomy 25 does give that kinsman who is able and who is near kin and who is willing to the ability to buy back the indebtedness. But the law was given for the marriage to the brother-in-law. Boaz is not a brother-in-law. But when the law ended, love kicked in. Boaz said, the law may not require me, but I'm going to do it because I love you. Are y'all hearing me? Christ fulfilled the law. He was born of a woman. He's made under the law. And then he fulfilled the law or filled it full. He kept it to the jot and the tittle. That is, he lived under the law and did everything that the law demanded. He was absolute perfect.
And at 33 plus years, he stood above the law. Thank God. The law couldn't condemn him. He was perfect. Hallelujah. Thank God. Oh, bless his name. Oh, hallelujah. But he said, I love you so much, the only way I can get you up under the law, it's not just fulfill it for you. I got to go back under there and die in your place. Hallelujah. And I love you so much that he was made a curse. Thank God. Hallelujah. Under that law. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangs on a tree. So he allowed God, thank God, to make him sin for us. He took the bitter cup. He tasted by the grace of God, death and hell for every man. Went back under that law. Got us out from under that law. Rose again on the third day and said, because I live, you can live also. Hallelujah. And there's no greater love than a man would lay down his life for his friend. And you are my friend if you do whatsoever I command you. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh my. Have you followed the instructions tonight of the saints? Have you followed the instructions of the gospel tonight? Have you followed the instructions of the message tonight? Hallelujah. Oh, have you humbled yourself? Have you marked the place, the spot, the space, and have you laid down at his feet tonight? Hallelujah. She uncovered his feet. She didn't wake him up. She didn't shake him. She didn't even touch his feet. She just uncovered his feet. Hallelujah. And there she lay, saying, you've showed me mercy and grace up to now. Showed me mercy when you came to the field. You showed me mercy when you offered me protection and provision at your table. You showed me mercy and grace. Woo! I didn't deserve it. But you give me a handful of the purpose now. I'm at your feet. Oh, would you show me mercy and grace? And she's waiting there now. For him to wake up, for him to acknowledge that she's there. Hallelujah. And she's going to say, I propose. Will you marry me? Hallelujah. Christ died for you, sinner. But you won't ever be saved till you ask him. Till you come to him in repentance and faith. Till you come, hallelujah, repenting and believing. Oh, let's stand to our feet, everybody, tonight. Ruth is at the feet of Boaz by invitation from Boaz and now by instruction of Naomi. Are you there? Have you been there? If not, would you come? Pastor, you close out however you feel in tonight.